You helped me all those years ago, Pip. Never forgotten it.
He seemed to want to put his arms around me, but I stopped him. If you are grateful to me for what I did in my childhood, I hope you've improved your way of life now. It wasn't necessary to come here to thank me, but you must understand that... I stopped speaking, as I noticed how strangely he was staring at me.
What must I understand?
He asked, his eyes fixed on me. That I don't wish to be your friend. You and I met once in the past, but now our lives are separate. Will you have a drink before you leave? As I handed him a glass of rum, I noticed that his eyes were full of tears. I'm sorry if that sounds hard, I added. I didn't mean it to be. Good luck in the future. We drank together. How have you been living recently?
I was sent to Australia, you know, because I escaped from the prison ship. After several years, I finished my punishment, and so I was allowed to work for myself. I did every kind of job there. It was a hard life, but I made a lot of money.
I'm glad to hear it, I said. That reminds me, I must give you back the £2 you sent me. I don't need it now. And I handed him 2 new pound notes from my purse. Still watching me, he held them near the lamp until they caught fire.